Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, oh man, oh man. I have no... So when I was younger, my grandparents had a gas station. It was out in the Ozarks, and it was near a river. And they also did canoe rentals and all that stuff. And I always knew from being a young kid that you never had your cigarettes or nothing out near getting gas. And I was a kid and I knew that. This grown adult dude did not know that. Ricardo Montalvo. He set a trailer on fire. He's getting gas, according to Lee County Sheriff's Office. He's smoking his cigarette, getting gas, putting it in a container, flicked his cigarette. And he ended up. So they have a lawn and garden care, and all their lawn and garden care stuff was in their trailer. And he flicked his cigarette near filling up the gas container and burned down the whole damn trailer. The family said that is literally their main income. And now all their equipment is gone, and they're hoping insurance covers the damage. I actually don't know if that's going to happen. Because if he's smoking and that's like negligence, don't you think that, I mean, I feel bad for him, but I'm just saying it feels kind of like that might be a little bit of a reach to make that happen. Good heavens. So that's tough, man. You can't be doing that kind of stuff. All right. this is not DJ Fun Uncle. He hates that name. I still think it's like a party name, man. Steve Haight will never, ever be called that. A Florida man confessed to stealing DJ equipment worth $65,000, and he pawned it for $21,000. Niceville police said. Niceville in Florida. Imagine your town, Niceville, and you got somebody stealing your stuff. In Okaloosa County, a man behind bars, he stole all that DJ sound equipment, everything, $65,000 worth. 44-year-old Donnie Lee Roop stole it from two storage units. He worked for the DJ company, transporting and setting up the equipment for different weddings around the area. And he pawned it all off. And then finally, they hunted him down. And now he's in jail on a $55,000 bond. It's a nice felony he got slapped with. Ruined his life over that equipment. That's crazy. Also, a Florida high school principal is accused of keying a car in a Publix parking lot. So Nathaniel Fancher, he was arrested on a charge of criminal mischief. He's the principal at St. Cloud High School. He was arrested because he was caught on camera keying somebody's car in this parking lot. Now, according to this affidavit, this happened on January 26th. The police were called to the Publix. They spoke with the victim who said their car had been keyed while they were in the store. And the manager gave the police a security video that showed that principal, Nathaniel Fancher, damaging the car. And he's 48 years old. They said that they didn't have a motive, which is kind of, you have to have a motive. There's some way you have to have a motive, but they haven't reported on it. And now all the school district, they had to send out messages to the parents and, all of this. And he's going to probably lose his job permanently and all. I mean, just craziness, but there had to have been a motive. See, that's important for me to know. Like, what was it? Did the guy, if it was road rage, then yeah, that guy's, you know, a stooge. But what if it was something else? You know, I have these questions. I'm just curious. I just, you know, I got some questions that I need answered. Let's see here. Now see, this guy didn't do it right. A Florida man was injured after crashing a homemade aircraft. I really don't want to read the story.
Why couldn't he crash it into that damn balloon?
Yeah, crashing the damn balloon. 78-year-old Florida man was seriously injured after his homemade ultralight airplane crashed in the woods. According to deputies, the pilot had just taken off from a nearby private airport. I mean, I'm looking at this thing. Man, this guy has beans to fly this. That's all I'm going to say, man. Rescuers had to extricate the pilot, who was identified as Vincent Grasso of Palm Bay. Parts of the homemade aircraft were found in trees 15 to 20 feet off the ground. The fuselage was strewn all over the woods. He had serious injuries. They took him to Halifax Medical Center in Daytona. He's in stable condition, thankfully. But deputies said they heard the airplane. They saw it make two large, hard left bank turns. Then it backfired. Then the engine cut off. And then it went down below the tree line. So that's, I wouldn't get in that one. That looks like a child's craft project. Just going to say. Neil deGrasse Tyson, who I cannot stand. I just think there are certain people who get high on their own farts, and he is one of them. This is the exact problem, in a nutshell, the problem with leftist thought and the politicization of science. Listen.
That list of highly pedigreed medical professionals that you are citing, I'm not interested in medical pedigree. I'm interested in medical consensus, in scientific consensus. The moment someone says, well, I'm of this highfalutin school or this, that's like, okay, that means they're going to say something that goes against the consensus, and they want to use that to help other people follow what it is they say.
Doesn't he do
that? I'm just saying you need someone who represents a medical consensus here to have that conversation with.
He said, quote, I'm interested in medical consensus and scientific consensus. He added, the individual scientist does not matter. Wow. So Tyson would have been against Galileo back in the day. Galileo Galilei. Tyson would have hated him, you know, because he went against the consensus. He would have hated Copernicus. Why? Because Copernicus went against consensus. He would have hated Louis Pasteur because Louis Pasteur went against consensus. He would have also hated Marie Curie, but because she went against consensus. He would have hated every major scientist who has done more to advance medicine, exploration, and so much more than he could ever hope to, because they went against consensus. In fact, it's the outside of the mainstream periphery. Those are the people that have driven this. Those are the people that have driven innovation and driven real medicinal progression. His idea, consensus is not synonymous with truth. Consensus isn't data. It is not evidence. Evidence is evidence. Data is data. Consensus is neither of those things. And under his view, if Neil deGrasse Tyson had his way, hell, we'd all be putting leeches on our legs and everything else, our limbs and bleeding out to cure our illnesses. We'd think that the world is flat, that the sun revolves around us. Oh, we'd think all these things. But see, this is progressivism defined in one soundbite. One soundbite, this is progressivism. It's this idea that an idea isn't safe unless it is widely accepted. People have to see other people say it's okay before they can also agree that it's okay. This is this new standard of measure that is applied when determining the veracity of any singular claim. How many people support it? I mean, if many support it, then it's true. And if not many support it, then I guess it's false. I mean, they're allowing the power of the mob to dictate reality. That explains why we are seeing some of the crazy stuff that we're seeing. I mean, it's not science. This is politics at this point. They're destroying science. I think he needs to change his professional designation because he's a joke. I included in your newsletter, audio soundbite 14, Alan Savory himself this is from a documentary. He's a Zimbabwean livestock farmer, and he works with land management and, all of this other stuff. And, you know, he supports grass fed beef, and he's like he's really into, they call him an apostate ecologist. And they consider him so controversial. Like, he's the guy who came out in 2014 and was saying, like, eat more beef and save the world. I want you to listen to this soundbite, because this is what he had to say about consensus, i.e. peer-reviewed paper or peer-reviewed theories. Listen to this. This is from a documentary.
What is science? People talk glibly about science. What is science? People coming out of a university with a master's degree or a PhD, you take them into the field, and they literally don't believe anything unless there's a peer-reviewed paper. It's the only thing they accept. And you say to them, but let's observe, let's think. Let's discuss. They don't do it. It's just, is it in a peer-reviewed paper or not? That's their view of science. I think it's pathetic. Gone into universities as bright young people, they come out of them brain dead, not even knowing what science means. They think it means peer-reviewed papers, etc. No, that's academia. And if a paper is peer-reviewed, it means everybody thought the same, therefore they approved it. An unintended consequence is that when new knowledge emerges, new scientific insights, they can never, ever be peer-reviewed. So we're blocking all new advances in science that are big advances. If you look at the breakthroughs in science, almost always they don't come from the center of that profession. They come from the fringe. The finest candle makers in the world couldn't even think of electric lights.
I love that.
They don't come from within. They often come from outside the breaks.
I love that. And that's in, if you get the newsletter, you got that. That's a great clip. And it's a great reminder. He's like, that's not science, that's academia.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
You don't want to miss it. Definitely not. All right, so this is so funny. Officers ran to assist after they heard cries for help. They heard, this was in Oklahoma, they got a call that someone was in distress and screaming for help. Officers David Sneed and Neil Story with the Enid Police Department responded. And they heard what sounded like a person crying for help in the distance. And then they started running through the wooded property. The screams got louder. That's a person, one of the officers says in a video posted by the police department. They reached the sound of the screams and they discovered, in fact, it wasn't a person. It was an upset goat. It was an upset goat. And the video, the audio is a little hard to hear, but they were running and they said sometimes you can really, a call can really get your goat. They were like really good natured about it. But it was actually hysterical. It was an upset goat. And they joked on Facebook, thank you. You know, your swift actions helped, etc. So they were really good sports about it. But it is absolutely just hysterical. And it was a very upset goat. And the goat was just like not having a good day in the pasture. So anyway, I'm going to send that out in my little stack of things that I'm sending out tonight. MTV News is being shut down. Now, not MTV, the MTV News Department. So there's a difference. But that's, I got my news from Kurt Loder. Who remembers Kurt Loder? Kurt Loder was the OG, man. Kurt Loder was it. I love me. He taught me about Taylor Ham. He messaged me and was telling me all about Taylor Ham. I never even knew that was a thing. And then I realized how big of a fight it is in Jersey. Also, Bud Light sales, you hear the headlines that their falling sales are bad. They're getting actually some other measurement as to how bad it is. It is, their stock is downgraded. It is so much of a crisis. They had their stock downgraded and the company is in crisis. That is how bad this is. Whew. A massive alligator terrifies people at the beach. They said it's not every day something like this happens. They were at Dauphin Island, tourist hotspot, and there an alligator swims up on the beach, right there, legit on the beach. That would terrify me. So what else is, it's, golly, that's terrifying. Gators scare me because they look like they got so much attitude, and I don't like that. A mysterious object has been spotted that's 10 million times as bright as the sun, and scientists can't figure out why it's exploded. It's me. It's me in the sky. I'm kidding. It's maybe. We have a lot more on the way. Stick with us. Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This Striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide and a 4-inch barrel. You could say mini, but mighty. The double stack magazine holds 15 plus 1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. So when I was little, Kane and I are from St. Louis. Isn't that where Build-A-Bear got started?
That's a question. I think so.
Yeah. So Build-A-Bear, where you literally build a bear. It's like a... I was always too poor to go there. I know. And I was like an older child when they came out. So, I mean, I really wouldn't have had a bear anyway. I was like in seventh grade or something like that. But anyway, I was too poor to have gone there because that stuff is expensive. It's crazy expensive when they're not made in a sweatshop. It's like pretty, you know, when you got to put it together your damn self, it's quite expensive. Anyway, so I used to like, so RuPaul has been around for a long time. And I will say, like, RuPaul's never gone out there and shaken his thing for kids and all that stuff. He's never been. But I do think this is weird. Because this timing of this couldn't. This is just bad. So St. Louis's Build-A-Bear has a RuPaul bear now. If your child wants an ugly as sin bear, then you can go and get this bear. It is ugly. It's a bear in drag. It is the Build-A-Bear. They've released this bear. It wears a gold lamé gown, a white wig, and it has a gold lamé gown, a white wig, and it has optional gold ankle strap heels. I mean, it doesn't actually have feet. It just has little round puffy things, but, you know, whatever. And they have licensing deals with Star Wars and Ted Lasso bears and everything. So it's a similar collaboration. And it's only available apparently online. This thing is $56. The optional heels cost an additional $8. $8, which is, you know, I guess that's what you would do for, you know, in a time of inflation, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they have the Ted Lasso bear. It's interesting. They don't really have it totally right. I'm just looking at some of the stuff they have. I've never been to their website. Let me look for RuPaul bear. I want to see what they say about it. RuPaul bear. There we go. Ba, 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 da, 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 da. Oh, you have to be 18 year older to even view this damn page. That's crazy. I just had to click yes, I'm 18 year older. So it's the online exclusive RuPaul bear. Do you want an ugly bear? Because it's ugly. This bear is ugly. The heels are ugly. And then you get a bear stand. Who gets this? Who would buy this?
This is almost $60?
Yeah. For the ugly bear. It's an ugly bear. It looks like a drag bear. That's what it's supposed to be, but it's just ugly. I mean, this is how far it's gone. It's gone this far. I don't know. I mean, I just think it's funny that you have to be 18 or older to view the bear on the website. Maybe they're going to make enough of these. I don't know. But I just don't. Kane, this is an ugly bear, right?
It is.
I'm not being mean or anything. It's just.
I mean, I think. Toy bears were meant to, you know, cuddle with, right? Like, you're not supposed to be, like, weirded out by it or anything like that. Like, teddy bears are supposed to be cuddly.
Here's how it's described.
It's not cuddly.
Cover bear. Put the fur in your walk. Head to paw. Let your whole body talk. She done, already done, had hers is, and now you can have yours is with your very own RuPaul bear. Two iconic pop culture institutions join forces for this one-of-a-kind collector's item. First off, who collects this? That's nasty. Because you got to dust this stuff. This is just crap that's sitting around your house that you got to clean. Well, okay, sidebar. So, a great aunt in my family that was by marriage and was like a second wife later on, collected dolls, like the creepy China dolls, and had an entire room in their house devoted to like this kind of stuff. But it was all the dolls with their like get up, their little outfits and all this stuff. And they weren't to play with. And I was a kid. I'm like, how do you have all this stuff? First off, you're a grown woman. In fact, you're like in your 60s. It's weird. And you know, you have all these toys in here and you don't play with none of them. Some of them were in china cabinets that you would use for dishes, but they had the dolls in them, right? And when you would go in that room, I never went in that room. I was like, this is haunted, because they all stared at you. And it was just weird. I just, you know, I never stayed the night there. I was never there at night. And I'm so glad, because that was the creepiest room in any house anywhere in the country. And this bear makes, so I have another story. You want to hear this other story that's related to this? So when elementary school, we would tell these scary stories to each other. And one of the stories that actually terrified me as a kid was a story of this possessed bear, that was given to this kid. And this possessed bear would go out at night, and go out and kill everybody, right? Go out and kill people. And then the bear would come back and then snuggle up in the bed and act like he was there the whole night. And the kid would wake up and his bear's there, right? Or her bear's there. Well, anyway, the bear was finally, you know, just not satisfied anymore by going out and killing everybody there. So he decided to kill his little kid owner. And the kid found out, so he cut his bear up and threw it in the trash. And then the little pieces of the bear got out of the trash can. They all carried knives. You know, they ended up having to set it on fire. Anyway, long story short, if any bear was going to do it, it would be this one. Yeah. Just look at it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.